Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Good afternoon. Drones were detected at the Alicante Elche airport last night, leading to flights being diverted. Authorities confirmed that at least 9 planes were diverted and others were not allowed to depart or arrive. According to AENA, the agency which operates the airport's Ryanair's flights from London, Manchester, Newcastle, Durham and Frankfurt were affected. Police sent a specialist aerial unit to hunt down the suspected drones, whilst flights were diverted to nearby airports, including Valencia, Murcia and Palma de Mallorca. It comes after flights were stopped earlier this month at Mallorca Airport, with several planes forced to divert after reports of a drone being seen by aircrew. The Catalan party, Junts per Catalunya, has withdrawn its support for the minority coalition central government, which has been in power since November 2023. Junts leader Carles Puigdemont announced that the party would move into opposition, citing the Socialist Worker Party's PSOE's failure to implement political agreements. A consultation will take place starting tomorrow at 10 and run until Thursday, with the results set to determine Junts' final stance. Puigdemont emphasised that his party, which holds 7 parliamentary seats, will not help any government that does not help Catalonia. Junts' grievances include the official recognition of the Catalan language in the European Union, the pending amnesty for Puigdemont, and the delegation of immigration powers to Catalonia, which was rejected in Congress. The Catalan party's withdrawal of support cast doubt on the stability of Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez's minority government, as his administration relies on external parties to pass legislation and secure parliamentary backing. Spain's blue-chip IBEX 35 this morning hit a new record high, surpassing its previous peak back in November 2007, closing a year in which it has outperformed every major European equity market, driven by a strong economic environment. The index, which rose by as much as 0.3% today to a high of 16,054 points, has gained 38% since the beginning of the year, compared to the 14% gain of the Euro-wide Stoxx 600. The IBEX fell from its previous record high on the eve of the global financial crisis, and is one of the last of the larger European indexes to have fully recovered from that slump. And Calpe on the northern Costa Blanca has emerged as the only municipality in Spain where the foreign population outnumbers the national population. According to the Urban Indicators table published by the National Statistics Institute at the end of this month, of the 26,637 residents recorded, 53.1% were of foreign origin. And Calpe is not the only municipality of more than 20,000 inhabitants where this occurs. Other large towns are also approaching the 50% mark for residents with international backgrounds. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.